We're holding, yesterday we saw in Tess the difference between Chayas from Yami Yavasha and the reason why the Tzura, there's a difference between the Tzura of Adam and Tzura Bal Chai. We're holding Amud Yud. So Daniel saw the Chayas, the Malchias, and the Tzura of Chayas. And we explained because the difference between Chai and Ben Adam lies in the Nekuda of Das and Shulton. The Bria itself is Chalokim Chalokim, and therefore, if you have a Das that Shulit on it, it turns it into one Bria. Adam is the Das that Shulit, and Memele he saw all the other Umos, the other Malchis as Balachai. Omnam. Kasheron Buchadnezzar Roshaba Malchis, Buchadnezzar when he saw Dal Malchis, Ro Oise Betoya Betoloma Adam. In his darga, because he was of the same darga as them, when he saw the cholam, he saw them in the tzura of Adam, and it says in the pasuk, "Hu tzalma roish didahav tav." He saw a statue of that had a head of gold, of good gold. Chadoihi udroi diksaf. The arms and the legs were made of silver. The arms. The legs and the me'ayim and the yerichayim were made in a choishes. Shakoihi di parzel. The thighs made out of steel. Ragloi minhoin di parzel minhoin di chasaf. And the feet, some of it was iron, and some of it was cheres. Nebuchadnezzar did not see any chisoin his malchis. Lekach roisam b'dmus tzelem adam, and that's why he perceived it as tzelem adam. K'moshu Daniel malchus at melech haMashiach. So v'im kol zeh ishkan hefesh gadol k'moshu yispaya. And he'll explain that even though in his eyes the malchus of the umos ha'olam could have a tzuras adam, but there's a difference that he'll explain. V'ra'uy. He says it makes sense that these Dalad Malchias should be part of one person. In other words, the different kohos that are revealed in each of these Malchias corresponds to a different koach of in Adam. He's like this: Zeh ki ba'Adam Dalad Var Echad Koach Sichli. One part of a person is koach sichli, which we said it corresponds kind of to neshama. Umilarami mena koach nafshi. Under that you have a koach nafshi, which is ambition, determination, greed, courage, etc. Milarami mena koach gufni ashemutve guf legama. Then there's a physical force, which is the operating system of the guf. In other words, the koach achias that we think of breathing, blood circulating, etc. Ve'eligem gimel chalakim. Ve'yesh kan oid koach meshutev asher kol el gimel b'yachad. And there's another koach which integrates them so that the person can function with all of them. Which is parachaka. Be'arnu inyan el dadvon kamikomus. This is spoken about many times. So it's obviously it's a kinyan that I've covered. Ve'elach mokim ze b'nyaze al dvarin gimel chochma. So that's not the point that he is going to discuss. Avol, kol elu koyches im b'mailas etzema adam b'mesho adam. All of his kohos are the physical person at his utmost, including the seichel, but it's lacking what adam is. Shenivar b'tzelem alakim, ki yesh b'adam oid maila shu etzema adam. There's another mail adam, v'hu tzelem alaki, and that is the tzelem alaki. Let's discuss this a little bit. And then we'll just say Vadovaze Yadua, Kikaham Khazal Atim Krim Odam bin Umus Krim Odam, Vidovaze Barnabim Koimoi, Katsamlo Kilo Nitanakti Shovlal Umus. So the Maral says that of the Tsuras Odam that Umus Oilam can assume at best includes all Chalke Odam except for Tzel Malikim, and in that sense they're not called Adam and Kaisel is called Adam. I want to describe a little bit what is that other chelik? In other words, pashtus, you're talking about a maila, a madrega in ruchnius. That wouldn't be called that it's lacking in tzelem elokim. It's lacking in another darg of Adam. Some people have a higher madrega, some a lower madrega. What exactly is tzelem elokim? So let's talk about nefiyoi fanim. If I take a look at a soldier, for instance, and I take a look at two people. One person is a soldier, one person is not a soldier. Mitzad the person, they're all the same. They both have an amount of strength, speed, etc., etc. And mitzad the tzura of the thing as it is, both would be the same. But the soldier is also an extension of something beyond him. He is a soldier of the army, of the king, and so on. And in that sense, it's bechlal not. So for instance, we'll be in Afgimina. Let's say I take a gun and I aim. So the person who's not a soldier will do the best move to protect himself. He's going to either try to fire back, or if he can't do that, run away, or hide, or whatever. His reactions and responses will be as of a person, and so on. The soldier, let's say the person guarding the king or whatever, he's going to react in a way that reflects what's the best thing for the king or the president that he's guarding. He might stand up and put himself in the way of the bullet, he might throw himself on top of the president, might push the president down, or he might fight. But there's a whole other piece that consists of who he is, and b'meila the entire description of what he is very different. So when I look at a person mitzad atzmoi, the sum total of that is X. When I look of something mitzad him being an extension of something else, then it'll create a lot of different situations and a lot of different inyanim. The tzelem elokim means that the person's mahus is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma ani af ata is a chiddush. In other words, a person's question should be, what can I do best? Every bria is a self-contained unit, and the agenda that he sets for himself should be the agenda that he sets for himself. And in a certain sense, that's the highest description of the object. For instance, let's say I see an object in a hardware store. That's the best place to give out. I can describe the object. It's metal. It's 8 inches long. It has threads all over. It has Teflon on top. And v'chulu. I can make all those descriptions. Those descriptions are not a description of the chafetz, because the real description is it's a connector of two pipes. It's an extender of a faucet or whatever it is. In those mikoyach, what its tachlis is describes the entire thing in a very, very different way. So when I described Adam as tzelem elokim, tzelem elokim means that he is an extension and a reflection of elikus, and it changes everything about the person, because once I've described it as being very different as what he is, then every piece is for something else there. So lemashal, let's say mitzad the person's guf. A person is designed with an urge to be mezaneh and so on and so forth. And if the person was looking to describe a life fulfilled in mitzad his hadnos haguf, that would be the ultimate. Once a person says my mitzias is tzelem elokim, then I have a whole different way of describing what's good activity, what's bad activity, what's appropriate, and so on and so forth. To some degree, you see that Adam had the same koyach klapi de bria. when it says they brought everything to Adam, and the name that he called it, that was his name. So the pshat that's given normally is that he understood what it's about, and it showed tremendous chachma. But that's not the Kriya Shem is not understanding what it is. It's not identifying. That's not what it says. Kriya Shem is when you impose a name on it. So let's take an example. Understand what this does to Adam. A horse. When I look at a horse, when a person looks at a horse, what a person sees is a balchai that's very fit for getting quickly from place to place. A vehicle. That's what I see. When I see a horse, I see a vehicle. When a lion sees a horse, he sees supper. So iboilahu, is horse a supper or is it a car? Which one is it? The answer is it really doesn't. It depends who the center of the universe is. If the lions are the center of the universe, they're supper, except that people are annoying and they take away the lion's supper and they make him into a car. If the center of the universe is a person, and the veld has to shtol tzu to the person, then horses are meant to be used for getting to places, and the lion is shalei kishura, having supper at the expense of my car. Very expensive supper. That's really a difference in how I look at it. So, just like Adam's mohus is tzelem elokim, and that's what's imposed on him from the outside. So an Adam comes with a label. The label comes from someplace else, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam's koyach klapei de bria was that same koyach, that he would now impose a label on it, mitzad his metzias, because he's doymet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his world. Lames alyonis HaKadosh Baruch Hu labels him and his activities. He in turn labels everything to fit his mitzvahs, which is, by the way, you know, sometimes in innocent things you have like little hidden kfir of sorts. The animal, I mean, people who stand up for animals, tzar bal chayim, very very hard, you know, kindness and being nice to bal chayim is a Torah value. So as long as you say don't beat animals, or don't beat animals unnecessarily, that's a very good, it's a good meter achmanis, and it's fine. But when somebody comes along and says, what gives you the right to ride on the horse? The horse has a life of his own. Does he want to be used as a horse? Does he want to give you rides? He has his own goals and dreams, and not sure what they are, but akapanim, you know, it's and what kind of right do you have? That's a hafkah from an understanding of what the tzur of the world is. Balachayim are there, and they reach their tachlis. A horse does not have his own tachlis. And all the questions of whether he asked, so when you go to tzar is a real bria, and it says Rabbeinu HaKadosh suffered a dozen years of Yisurim because he wasn't merachim on the tzar of a balachay, and it left because he was merachim. Rachmanis on tsar is a very positive thing, but when you turn an animal to something like tzelem elokim, that he's got his ability to impose his metzias on the world, then it's wrong, and it's really an akira from a very very vital point, and then it means behemshech Adam is not tzelem elokim. Adam is not there to be mamlich hatsura of a likus on his metzias, but he's there to see his metzias as being a finite entity. One of the inyanim that the Yevanim were loichem on was bris milah. You know, for us it's kind of, I mean, now there's a movement against bris milah because it's barbaric, it's painful, it's this, it's that. But the Yevanim saw it as a disfigurement of a human body. And it comes with a shtickel on this. Because for created perfection, how can you disfigure the perfection? Either or, like the medrash that a mini asa kiva manavsha Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's better, Ma'is Adam, Ma'is Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on? A very logical argument. So how do you understand it? So the understanding is just like an Eved Nirtza, let's say. An Eved Nirtza gets the Tzura of Avdus through the Ritzia. In other words, the mark of the Ritzia stels him to his Adon, which is a bad thing. Avodehem, v'lavodeh l'avodim, and so on. But that's what it's doing. Adam really depends. If Adam is sholei mitzar atzmoi, and his mitziah starts and ends mitzar atzmoi, then any type of mark that you make on the person is megareah. This is me. I was born like this, and this is the entire me, and you're being megareah something from my tzura. When a person is, when a person deheres himself as being tzel malakim, and the pshat is, my shleimus is as a hemshech to something else, as in the ability to stand as a, so to speak, a mirror image, Takarish Baruch Hu, and therein lies my perfection when I do something to shtel tzu to that image, then the shleimus of the Tzuras Adam is when he was mal himself. Because that's how he realized what his tachlis is. So just like in a certain sense, a soldier who is lo aleinu missing an aver in battle, he fought in battle and was wounded, the wound, in one level, it's a disfigurement, in another level, it's a badge of honor, it's a badge of courage. It's, listen, here he is, he was makriv X or Y or Z. So because if his metzias is understood as being the soldier of the country, then what he gave up is a maila mitzad his tzura, and that's where there's a big distinction. I want to move it in another area. Baruch Hashem, you know, we always deal with yesterday's Yetzirah and yesterday's Avodah Zarah, and we're always a little short on today's Avodah Zarah, today's Yetzirah. So Bris Mila once upon a time was a big issue. The Greeks felt that it's very destructive. It's this big human body and so on. So we're past that. It's gone. That's where we are. But there are other areas. For instance, the idea that a person has to give up chalokim of the shilton of seichel. For a person who's religious, it means a bittul hadas at some point. And I come along and I say, Adam, the seichel is your crown of metzias. How do you go and akoifa seichel to something else? You are diminishing your stature. You're disfiguring yourself by saying, this is an area that I'm not capable of understanding. This area I can't deal with. This area I can't trust my judgment. This area like this, area like that. In that kfir, there's a certain, it's a disfigurement. And today, where we've finally become liberated and everything is open for whatever I think and understand, and that becomes demis, it becomes hard to deal with it. And yes, a person who, for no reason, would be mevatel some part of his das is lacking in Adam. It's usually done just by, well, I have no choice. The boss said X. The boss is crazy, he's stupid, but what can you do? I mean, he pays the check and that's that. So there, it's definitely a mirror of Kaimus Adam. But if there are things in the world, the only way I'll ever understand Tum and Tara is if I say, you know, there's more to the world than I understand. And Tum and Tara I can't sense in any word, but I'm showing myself suit to it because, you know, Akadosh Baruch Hu put it there. That's when I can become Tzel Malakim. So Tzel Malakim is the tchuna of Adam that supersedes any one detail of a person, or even the sum total and integrated person, and rather it labels the person b'teiras, he is the function of what? Of whom? He's a function of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he needs to shel tzut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where you have that final dagger, that shayach to Klal Yisrael. It's not shaykh to Musaylam. That nekuda where to deher yourself as tzelem alakim in the sense that and every time I shtel tzu to something else, bal karcha mimayit my own mitzias as such. If I accept somebody else's das, if I accept somebody else's rule, if I accept somebody else's sivuyim, any acceptance of something else is a certain mir in my kaima, practically and by definition. When a person does it, when we do it because we understand ourselves with Tzelem Elokim, ironically, that's where we get our shleimistic etzura of being Tzelem Elokim. Okay, good Chanukah.